Next item is subdivision 2006-3, South Shore Builders.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-3 for South Shore Builders based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the maximum density permitted by the AR1 zoning. The lots will all exceed three quarters of an acre in size. The proposed subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities and or roadways and public transportation. DENRAC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. Water will be from individual wells on each lot. A homeowners association will be created to maintain streets, open space, stormwater management areas, and street lightings. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 16 lots within the subdivision. Applicants shall prepare and record restricted covenants governing the development and shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of the DLDOT requirements. Also, an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school districts and be shown on the final site plan. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. The restricted covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice. Lots 1 and 2 shall only have access via Daniel Drive. Lastly, street naming shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-3, South Shore Builders, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.